Welcome to the IT Lab 8.2.4.3 walkthrough for the iPhone. This lab will cover the orientation, brightness, and GPS functions of the iPhone. The orientation interface has changed a little bit as we are using iOS 7. So I'm going to unlock the iPhone.
1823.
And messages. I'm going to go into the control center by tapping the
1823 status bar item. Airplane mode.
There we go. We're in the control center.
Double tap Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Do not disturb.
Flick across to
lock orientation. On.
Turn off lock orientation. Now, one of the things you'll notice about the orientation is that in the home screen, the orientation makes no difference. So now I have orientation lock turned off. We will go back into the home screen.
Weather. Messages.
We'll have
calendar.
Calendar.
Monday. Calendar. 2013. Back button.
Now we'll go back.
2013. Back.
There
search.
We go.
Button. August 2013. Button.
Now.
Inbox. Button. February 2013. Button.
If I turn the phone 90 degrees to the right.
Landscape. Home button to the left.
And if I touch the bottom of the screen.
Sunday, November 24th. 2100 hours.
Now, if I turn it back up vertical again.
Portrait. Calendars. November 2013. Button.
And touch the bottom of the screen
double
there.
Tap to view
it will
date.
Show that. And if I turn it 90 degrees anti-clockwise.
Landscape. Home button to the right.
It does that. So now we put it back up the way it
portrait.
Was. Tap the top of the screen.
1825. Status bar item.
Go into control the
control center. Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Do not disturb. Lock orientation. Off.
And lock the orientation again. Drop back to the screen that I was in.
May 2013.
Which is the
button.
Calendar. Tip it
double
90
tap
degrees
to
clockwise. And tip it 90 degrees anti-clockwise. And that's what happens when the orientation is locked. Now we're going to take a look at the brightness settings of iOS. To do this, we will be using an NFB light probe. So I will go into the Settings app.
Settings. Settings.
We will go
settings.
Into
heading.
Brightness and wallpaper.
General. Button. Sounds. Wallpaper. Privacy. Wallpapers and brightness.
Now,
wallpapers and brightness settings.
This is
button.
A dark room, so what will happen with auto brightness is that the screen will be very bright.
Wallpapers and brightness. Brightness. Heading. Screen brightness. 100% auto
brightness.
Off.
Turn on auto brightness.
Go. On.
And test the brightness of the screen with the light probe. You'll find that there's actually quite a lot of brightness there because the screen is actually very bright. Now, if I turn auto brightness off.
Choose wallpaper. Auto brightness. On. Off. Screen brightness. 100%.
Now that's brightness
adjustable.
On 100%. If
swipe
I turn that
down,
way down,
auto
swipe
brightness,
down.
40%. 35%. 30%.
And we test with the light probe again.
90%, 87%, 60%, 50%.
And test again with the light probe. You will notice that the brightness is significantly lower. And that is how you set and test the brightness under iOS 7. All right, now we're looking at the Maps application with location data turned off on the iPhone. So let's find Maps, which is near the top of our screen near Calendar.
Clock, Calendar, Tuesday, Messages, Photo, Camera, Weather, Clock, Maps.
There it is.
Double tap to open.
Open Maps.
Maps, Directions, Button.
And we have a directions button at the top. Now, if we poke around the screen, so if we look at the roads that are sitting around here, we have things like
Joel Terrace, Wellington Square, Queen's Crescent, East Parade, North-South Road.
Now, those locations are actually around Maylands because there is no tracking turned on. The Maps app is using a geolocation information to obtain its IP address. So if we turn tracking on, and there's a button under iOS 6 to do that.
3D view. button, tracking, off, button. Turn on location services to allow maps to determine your location.
All right.
Settings, button, cancel. Settings,
so we'll go into
button.
Settings and we'll turn on location services.
Settings, location services, Google Maps, on, maps, off.
So we toggle
Double
on
tap
maps.
To toggle on.
There we go. Double tap the home button to get into the app switcher.
App switcher, home, settings, maps, running, maps, run.
Now,
maps, directions.
When
button.
We go back into maps.
Joel Terrace. Settings. Share. Button. 3D view. Button. Tracking. Off. Button. Selected. Tracking. On.
Okay. Tracking has now been turned on. And we should notice that once we get some satellite information or some cell tower information, obviously I'm sitting indoors, so the accuracy is not going to be as good as if I was standing outside.
Current location. Sturtridge Road. North-South Road.
There you go. That's brush basically where I live.
Roger Road. Sturtridge Road. Current location, 5-7 Harburn Court, Harburn Court, Lockridge.
And it has found where I live.
Access points of interest.
That's not exactly my current location, but that's where GPS thinks I live. So that's pretty much what we're going to do. So without location services turned on, you can use the IP address of the phone to determine its location, which is far from accurate, especially if you're on a dynamic address pool from your ISP. If you do turn location services on, it will utilize GPS and cell towers to locate you on the map. Now, finally, they want to know which applications have location settings enabled on.
Settings.
This is personal
Double
preference, so let's drop in here.
Settings.
And once we get into settings,
cellular button. Bluetooth.
We want privacy.
Carrier. Notification. Controls. Do not disturb. General. Sounds. Wallpaper. Privacy. Button. Privacy. Settings. Back. Privacy. Location services. On. Button.
Go in there.
Location services. Privacy. Back button.
And in here we have a list of apps that are using location services.
Location services. Heading. Location services. On.
There's your global toggle for location services. You can either toggle location services off globally, or you can actually reset location services under the reset option of the control panel and then have each app prompt you. Then in my list of apps that use location services...
Location services uses GPS along with crowdsourced Wi-Fi hotspot and cell tower locations to determine your approximate location. About location services and privacy. Link. App Store. On. Double
so,
tap to
so apparently
settings.
The App Store knows where I live.
Audio Boo. On. Compass. On. Facebook. On. Find friends. Requested your location within the last 24 hours. On. Google Maps. On. Maps. Requested your location within the last 24 hours. On.
And you can actually tell which apps have used location services in the last 24 hours. It'll tell you whether they've actually requested the information.
Siri. On. Tune in radio. Off. Double tap to toggle. Twitter. On. Double tap to toggle. Twitterific. On. Weather. Weather. On. Find my iPhone. On. Button. System services. Button. A gray location services icon will appear next to an item that has used your location within the last 24 hours. A purple location services icon will appear next to an item that has recently used your location. An outlined location services icon will appear next to an item that is using a Jeffence. A Jeffence is a virtual perimeter around a location. Apps like reminders use Jeffence.
And there you go. So
push notification. Push. A purple location services icon will appear next
to an
item that
will allow
you
to tell which apps on your device are using location services. And for battery saving, it's important to turn as many of those off as possible, because GPS does take battery and positioning things do take a lot of battery. So if you don't need to give an app access to location services, don't do it. That said, apps like Reminders and Siri and stuff can become very helpful if you can say, remind me when I leave home that I need milk. And that's the end of the walkthrough on this lab.